Brothers and sisters in Christ of Zion Lutheran Church, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in his sight, the Almighty God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you have caused all life to come forth by your speaking. And on this day, the sanctity of Human Life Sunday, we celebrate the life that you have given us, a great gift. You have also given us eternal life. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that we never lose sight of your gift that you have given us. In Jesus' most holy and blessed name, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, one God, now and forever. Amen. A few weeks ago, I had the privilege of going to Cosi in Columbus with my family. And for those of you who are not familiar with Cosi, it's COSI. It stands for the Center of Science and Industry. And it's an interactive science museum that has exhibits there that appeal to all ages. One of the exhibits is called the Life Exhibit. And it details facts about the human body and the human life. And one specific area of the section shows the embryonic stages of development. And that's what the Sanctity of Human Life Sunday is about today. It's about birth. And indeed, the sanctity of human life encompasses all human life from birth to death. For as the psalmist writes, "You formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." And again, in another psalm, it is written, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." Though all human life, from birth to death, is special and holy to God, there is an emphasis today, especially on birth. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Two different kinds of birth. First is the birth that we experience, mortal human birth. There is much discussion and talk nowadays about the value of human life, specifically the value of an unborn baby. We who see human life as sacred see all stages of life as a special gift from the Lord. It is He who has given us this life. St. Paul today wrote of spiritual gifts that are given unto us, gifts apart from eternal life. It is the gift of wisdom, the gifts of knowledge, of healings, of miracles, and so on. But this gift of life, life within the womb, is a precious gift given to us by the same God that gives all these other gifts. And what an amazing gift life is. From cells that are so small that you need a microscope to see them, there comes a full-grown person, a man or woman. And what an amazing gift. And while the baby is in the womb, God is there, fashioning and forming and sustaining him or her through the whole process. We, who see human life as sacred, treasure our Lord's special creation. For we know that we, all of mankind, has been formed in the image of God, the Holy Trinity. In Genesis 1, 26 and 27, it is written, God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. We bear the image of God. We were formed and created in his very likeness. His hands came down and formed us, while the rest of creation was spoken into existence. God came down in a very physical way and took the earth with his hands and formed it and breathed his own life into us. We are God's very own special creation. And this is why we see human life as sacred. Our bodies, our lives are not from ourselves. It is he who made us and not we ourselves. We are the people of his pasture. Our bodies are his holy temple. It is where his Holy Spirit resides within us. And there's nothing that excludes us from this Holy Spirit residing within us. There is nothing that excludes us from this, except for a denial that Jesus is the Christ. For all are his creation. All have been formed in his holy image. Man, woman, young, old, black, white, it does not matter. All are his creation. Even those who suffer in the flesh, those who are paralyzed, those who are missing limbs, the blind, the deaf, those who suffer from neurological diseases such as Alzheimer's, those who have biological diseases or mutations, all are made in the holy and precious image of God. There are some who do not think this way, though. They do not see human life as sacred or a gift. They see human life as something that can be quantified, that can be measured in usefulness, or how much or how little of a burden you pose to society. A chilling and frightful example comes from Iceland. In 2017, Iceland declared that there were no babies born that year with Down syndrome. What a success, they claim. After all, if one can be avoidant of this condition, all the better, right? But there's more behind this. In 2017, the government and the doctors of Iceland slaughtered nearly 100% of unborn children diagnosed with Down syndrome. I think Psalm 36 properly describes them. There is no fear of God before his eyes, for he flatters himself in his own eyes when he finds out his iniquity. The words of his mouth are wickedness and deceit. He has ceased to be wise and to do good. He does not abhor evil. I believe that the genocide on the mentally handicapped properly demonstrates and illustrates the disregard that the unrighteous have for human life, for the holy and sacred life that God has given to us, no matter what our condition is. For we are all created in the image of God. For God has formed us within our mother's wombs. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. But we can also look to other examples. Examples of blatant filth and debauchery that reeks of sin. Celebrities and politicians. Many people who have so much influence in society. They go against God's creation with sins of sexual immorality, of cross-dressing, of greed, of slander, each of which shows low regard for mankind, God's own special creation, formed by his very hands. These are those who see human life as unsacred or to be discarded when they appear to be an inconvenience for them, an obstacle for their success in life. But our Father never sees us like that. He never sees us as an inconvenience. And with that, we must talk about the other birth that happens. This birth is the most sacred birth that happens. It is the birth not into this mortal kingdom, but the birth into the heavenly kingdom, Christ's kingdom, where he reigns. You see, God's first intention for mankind was that we were to be in total communion with him, ministering to all of creation and ministering back to God, praising and glorifying his name. But we know what happened. We know the events of the garden and the fall that happened there. After our first parents sinned, all of mankind was plunged into unrighteousness. But God did not see us as any less or unworthy to be saved. Even when we began to create our own gods to substitute dumb and deaf idols in the place of the living God, he still saw us as his precious children. He never saw us less than that. Even when God punished mankind for our terrible sin against him, our transgressions and wickedness, by sending the great flood, he still preserved our race and Noah and his sons. And time after time, when the kings of Israel and Judah turned from the Lord, he remained faithful to his creation. When we were faithless, he was faithful by sending his son Jesus, the long-awaited Messiah, to take away the sins of the world. He sent his own son to take on our mortal flesh, to take on our sins, to bear them to the cross, that our sins may die with him. And through his death, we are again made one with God. In our baptism, we are thrust into the side of Christ, where blood and water flowed out. In our baptism, we are given a new name, as we heard was written in the book of Isaiah. Our new name is given by Christ himself. We are named as Christ's brother, Christ's sister. We are given the most sacred name of Christian. We, the people of the church, are no longer called forsaken. Christ, our bridegroom, rejoices over us. And his delight is in us, the church, his most precious bride. This new life that we live as the bride, as Christians, in the church, is a most sacred life. For we are still, though we are still within this mortal frame, and there is sin and suffering that plagues us, we are sacred because we are made in his image, though we are sinful. Our flesh is still trapped and tempted by the desires of this world. It lusts and seeks after earthly desires that it may be satisfied. And it never stops. And Christ knows this. For Christ has not only created us by his own hand, but he lived as we live. He was tempted and tried as we are tried. But in all that, he remained perfect so that we, his holy bride, the church, may be perfect. He has bought his bride with his own life, his own sacred life that he laid down that he might take it up again to give us new life, brothers and sisters in Christ. After his resurrection, he has gone to heaven to not only claim his rightful place at the right hand of God, the Father's right hand, and to claim his kingdom. But Jesus has gone also to prepare a room for us, for our coming home. He has gone to prepare a room for the bride in his Father's house. And one day he will come back to bring us, his perfect bride, into our new home. But as Christ said in today's gospel reading, my hour has not yet come. Our heavenly marriage has not yet happened, but it will, and it will happen soon. We know that when it will happen, he will not hold back. Christ will not hold back. As Christ provided the best wine in Canaan, he too will provide the best upon our sacred wedding day. He will remove our sufferings, our trials and temptations, and we will live in absolute peace and harmony with God, praising and glorifying his name. He will not only give us a room in his Father's house as his bride, he will also give us a new heaven and a new earth to dwell in. And thanks be to God that our Lord loves us, that he loves our lives and life. That saw us worthy of redemption. And thanks be to God that our Heavenly Father sent his Son Jesus unto us to reconcile us to himself, that we may glorify him now and unto life everlasting. Amen. May we always hold human life as sacred and dear as our Heavenly Father does. For when he looks at us, he sees his children. He sees the work of his hands. He has given us life, not only here on earth, but he has given us eternal life, that we may praise, honor, and glorify him both now and unto life everlasting. Amen. Please rise for the offertory. Thank you.